All right, welcome to another deep dive. Ever get stuck wrestling with a jar lid? You know that feeling, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
Wishing you had superhuman strength just to pop the darn thing open. Well, today we're going to deep dive into a gadget that claims to be the solution, the OTSTAR jar and bottle opener.
Okay.
We've got all the details from their website,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see if it lives up to all the hype.
Right.
Is this thing truly the kitchen hero it claims to be?
Sounds promising.
One thing that caught my eye, they're not just targeting seniors, which you usually think of with jar openers.
Oh, interesting.
It seems like they're going for anyone who struggles with grip strength.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Arthritis, injuries, anything that makes opening a jar a pain. Mm-hmm. I noticed that too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they're saying, hey, everyone deserves to enjoy a jar of pickles without a 5-minute wrestling match.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And speaking of opening things, did you see this thing opens bottles too?
Oh, wow.
Not just your average jar opener.
That's cool. It's like multifunctional.
Yeah.
That's got to be a big selling point.
Definitely.
Especially for people with limited space.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe dexterity is an issue.
Makes sense.
One tool, multiple tasks.
Okay, I'm hooked. But how does this OTSTAR thing actually work?
Good question.
You talk about adjustable sizing.
Right.
Is it like some kind of super gadget that morphs to fit any lid?
Well, not quite morphing, but it does use this ratchet system.
Okay.
So you can adjust the grip to fit all those different jar and bottle sizes.
Oh.
And they really emphasize the silicone grip.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to prevent slips and give you that extra leverage.
Silicone grip ratchet system. Sounds like they've put some thought into this.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've tried those easy grip gadgets before, and sometimes, honestly, they're more trouble than they're worth.
I hear ya.
What makes the OTSTAR's design stand out?
Well, they seem to be really focused on two things, effectiveness and duplicity.
Okay.
A lot of those multifunctional openers, you know, they have all those bells and whistles.
Right.
Which can be confusing, especially for someone with limited dexterity.
Yeah.
The OTSTAR, though, they've designed it to be very intuitive and straightforward.
Got it.
Adjust the size, position it on the lid, and twist.
Okay, so user-friendly, check.
Yeah.
But is it actually effective?
Ah, the big question.
Right.
Yeah.
Can it handle those really stubborn lids?
You know, the ones that feel like they're glued shut?
Exactly.
Well, they claim that their patented design maximizes grip, giving it a real advantage over those traditional openers.
Interesting.
And they even have this tip.
Okay.
Add a bit of moisture to the lid.
Oh.
For extra grip.
Mmm.
Basic physics.
Right.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are the best.
Moisture for friction. That makes sense.
That's exactly.
It sounds like they're putting some science behind their design.
Yeah, they are.
But you know how it is. Marketing claims can be really persuasive.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm curious. How does the OTSTAR compare to the competition?
Good question.
Is it truly superior?
Mm-hmm.
Or just good at marketing?
Let's dive into that comparison in part two.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll take a closer look at how the OTSTAR stacks up against other options out there.
All right.
I'm particularly interested in those customer satisfaction claims.
Yeah.
Are people actually as happy with the OTSTAR as the website says?
We'll get to the bottom of it.
We will.
After this, quick word from our sponsors.
Stay tuned.
Okay, we're back and ready to dig into those comparison claims.
Yeah, let's do it.
They really make it sound like the OTSTAR is a cut above the rest. But is it all just hype, or does it really deliver?
Well, the source material definitely emphasizes the OTSTAR's effectiveness.
Okay.
And how easy it is to use.
Right.
Especially when you compare it to those traditional jar openers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that basically just rely on your hand strength to get the job done.
Yeah, those things.
Which can be a real problem if you have grip issues.
Oh, absolutely. I've been there. Trying to crank open a jar with one of those flimsy metal things.
Yeah.
It's like an arm workout gone wrong.
Totally.
But the OTSTAR claims to be different.
Right.
So how do they back that up?
Well, they emphasize their patented design.
Okay.
Which they say is all about maximizing grip and leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a point of contrasting it with those multifunctional openers.
Right. The ones that
try to do everything.
Yeah.
But end up being overly complicated.
Oh, yeah.
And hard to use.
The jack of all trades, master of none kind of thing.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be a problem, especially for someone with, you know, limited dexterity.
Absolutely.
It seems like simplicity and effectiveness are really their main selling points.
Yeah, for sure.
But what about durability?
Good point.
Because nobody wants to buy a gadget that breaks after a few uses, right?
Definitely not.
So
they do highlight the durability of the materials
okay.
that they use to make the OddStar. But it's true. They don't offer any specific warranty information.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's something to consider.
Right.
Especially if you're looking for, you know,
yeah.
a long-term solution.
It would be nice to see some kind of guarantee, like, hey, we're so confident in this thing that we're backing it up
yeah.
with a solid warranty.
Totally.
But maybe they're just, you know,
yeah.
banking on their reputation for quality.
Maybe.
You yeah. know, let they, that speak for itself.
Yeah, they do make a big deal about customer satisfaction.
Okay.
They claim that people who use the OddStar
mm-hmm.
are generally happier compared to those using other brands.
Mm.
And they have testimonials
Over.
From people like Margaret,
mm-hmm.
who couldn't even open a jar of pickles at a family gathering.
Oh, no.
And Tom, who is struggling with a lotion bottle.
I've been there wrestling with a jar while everyone's watching.
Exactly. It's like such a blow to the ego.
It is. It's so frustrating.
Not to mention just plain frustrating. Yeah, for sure.
But it sounds like the OddStar
mm.
aims to solve that problem.
Exactly. They're not just selling a gadget. They're yeah. selling a sense of independence.
Oh, I like
and empowerment.
Like, yeah, I see that.
It's about helping people, you know,
mm-hmm.
regain control over these everyday tasks.
Okay.
And feel more confident.
It's interesting how something as simple as a jar opener
I know,
can really. Connect to these bigger ideas.
Yeah.
of independence and self-reliance, it
yeah.
makes you realize how much we take for granted, you know?
You do.
Just being able to do these basic things.
Absolutely.
Without even thinking about it.
Yeah, and it highlights the importance of designing products
mm-hmm.
that are accessible to everyone.
Right.
Regardless of their physical abilities.
I agree.
The OddStar seems to be a good example of that.
Okay, so we've talked about the pros.
Mm.
The effectiveness, the ease of use, the durability,
yeah, yeah.
the customer satisfaction, but every product has its limitations, but, right? What potential downsides did you find?
Well, they kind of gloss over some of the technical details.
Oh, okay.
For example, they don't say exactly what materials they use in the construction,
huh.
and they don't really get into the mechanics
hmm.
of the adjustable sizing.
Okay.
Beyond just mentioning the ratchet system.
So there's a bit of a lack of transparency there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe they're trying to, you know, protect their trade secrets?
To be.
Or maybe they just assume most people don't really care about those details.
Yeah, maybe.
And they also don't mention
hmm.
any limitations in terms of jar or bottle sizes.
Right.
They say it can handle a wide variety.
Yeah.
But they don't give any specifics.
Like maximum or minimum sizes?
Exactly. So what about those, you know,
hmm.
giant pickle jars
uh-huh. yeah.
that seem to defy all laws of physics?
Right.
Or those tiny little vials of fancy mm-hmm. mustard?
Yeah, the ones you need like mm-hmm. surgeon's hands to open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's always wise to be aware of potential limitations.
Absolutely.
Even with a product that seems well designed.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we've covered the effectiveness, the ease of use,
hmm?
The durability, customer satisfaction.
Hmm.
But there's one thing we haven't talked about yet.
What's that?
Price.
Yes, of course.
Is it a budget-friendly option
yeah.
or are we talking, you know,
yeah.
top shelf gadgetry here?
Well, they mentioned a price range of $10 to $20.
Okay.
Which puts it in a fairly accessible category, I think. It seems like they're focusing on value
mm-hmm.
rather than just being the absolute cheapest option.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's tempting to just go for the cheapest thing.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes
you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
If the OddStar really delivers on all its promises,
mm-hmm.
that price seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I think so.
They're basically saying
mm-hmm.
you're investing in quality. Durability, mm. not just some cheap fix
right.
that might break or end up frustrating you even more.
Exactly.
So they want you to think long term.
Long term, yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But there's one question that keeps popping up, this whole can opener thing.
Right, right.
They mention it in the name,
mm-hmm.
but then barely touch on it.
It's almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, it's what like, else? Oh, and by the way, it opens cans too.
Exactly.
But we're not going to tell you how.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mystery.
It feels like a bit of a bait and switch almost.
It does a little bit.
Maybe they just assumed everybody knows how a basic can opener works.
Yeah, maybe.
And didn't think it needed much explanation.
Right.
But it does kind of leave us hanging.
It does, yeah.
We're left wondering if it's like a fully integrated can opener
mm-hmm.
or some kind of separate attachment.
Right. And how effective is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Can it handle different can sizes, shapes,
So many questions.
Wow.
I guess we'll have to put on our detective hats and see if we can solve this mystery.
All right, let's do it.
In the final part of our deep dive.
Coming up after the break.
Okay, we're back. And I gotta say, that can opener mystery is still bugging me.
I know, right? It's like they dangled it in front of us and then vanished.
We spent all this time talking about jars and bottles.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cans, it's like radio silence.
It's true. They don't really give us much to work with.
I went back through the source material myself, and sadly, no dice.
Yeah.
The can opener functionality is still a total black box.
It's like, is it a separate thing?
Right.
Is it built in?
Do you need like special attachments?
Who knows?
So if you're someone who really needs a can opener, it's a bit of a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah, you're kind of taking a leap of faith.
Makes you wonder if they're maybe overselling that part a little.
Right.
Just to, you know, appeal to more people.
Possibly. Maybe it's just a really basic can opener function.
Yeah.
That they didn't fully develop.
They just threw it in there.
And a bonus.
Right.
But not really the main attraction.
Exactly. So buyer beware.
Do your research.
Right. Especially if that can opener is important to you.
Read those reviews.
Yes. Look for videos. See if you can find it in action.
Don't just take their word for it.
Okay. So can opener situation, still a question mark.
A little bit. Yeah.
But let's zoom out for a sec.
Yeah.
Big picture. What's your overall take on the OddStar?
You know.
It is a must have.
I think even with the can opener mystery, it has a lot going for it.
Okay.
They've really focused on accessibility.
Right.
The design seems well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And the user feedback is positive.
Yeah, those are all good signs.
It seems like they really get their target audience.
I agree. And I keep coming back to that empowerment thing.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if you really struggled to open jars and bottles. And this thing gave you back that independence.
Totally.
That confidence in the kitchen.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that good design is about more than just looks. It's about solving problems, making life easier, more enjoyable,
and more accessible for everyone.
Exactly.
Well said. Who knows? Maybe the OddStar will inspire even more innovations.
I hope so.
Like a whole new wave of assistive devices.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That are both functional and beautiful.
Functional and beautiful, yes.
Imagine a world where everyday tasks are just Effortless. And accessible for everyone.
I love that.
No matter their abilities.
It's a great goal.
And it all starts with awareness, right?
Right.
Recognizing that even small things can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
So next time you're battling a jar lid,
mm-hmm.
take a minute to appreciate the people who make those struggles disappear.
I like that.
And remember, there's always room for improvement.
Always.
What other everyday challenges need a little design magic?
What could be simpler, more intuitive, more accessible?
Great questions to think about.
That's what a deep dive is all about, right?
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the OddStar.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you learned something new. Maybe got inspired to think a little differently.
And maybe spark some ideas of your own.
Exactly.
Keep those minds curious.
Yes.
And those kitchen drawers full of clever gadgets.
We'll catch you next time.